And welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor of the Tenkar's Tavern blog. Earlier today, Bill Webb of Frog God Games issued a statement. I am going to read said statement. It's also shared at the Tenkar's Tavern blog at tenkarstavern.com. If you wish to read it for yourself, or you can go to Frog God Games, the original can be found there. I will include links about the blog and the Frog God Games direct link in the show notes. I'm going to do this reading without comment, without editorializing, pure read. I think it's newsworthy. That's all I'm saying. Statement by Bill Webb. Bill Webb here. I am one of the principals of Frog God Games. I have been at the center of a controversy stemming from a series of events that took place at PaizoCon nearly 2 years ago. For the most part, I have declined to take part in the many, often heated discussions of these events. But given the strong feelings, opinions, and rumors on the internet concerning the events of that day, myself and my company, there are some things I need to say. I want to start by taking ownership of my own bad actions. On the day in question, I acted unprofessionally towards a colleague, BJ Hensley. I was overly familiar with Miss Hensley and acted in a gender-dismissive fashion. To be specific, I put an arm around her shoulders and called her sweetie. That behavior was and is not appropriate behavior towards a colleague, and unless one is very familiar with someone and has their consent to speak to them in that manner, that kind of conduct is never appropriate. Unfortunately, that was not the end of it. When we were out for a cigarette, I offered her one by holding my cigarette pack out towards her so she could take one. As was my habit, I had my room key in the sleeve of the cigarette pack so that I would not lose it. I now can imagine how that must have looked. I had absolutely no intention of giving the impression that I was positioning Ms. Hensley. In fact, my wife and kids were present at the con, and my wife would have responded very poorly to additional guests in our hotel room. However, that does not excuse my mistake. I can see that my actions with the cigarette pack could be taken as a pass. I am deeply sorry for making BJ uncomfortable. I have worked hard since this event to correct my behavior and focused on being more professional in my interactions with both con attendees and colleagues. This in no way excuses my prior behavior. Beyond this, I have been accused of doing several other things that day. I have seen stories on the internet accusing me of assault, getting into a fight, and attempting to drug Miss Hensley at PaizoCon, and acting like a predator and a violent drunk at other cons. I am posting a series of screenshots below, which I hope will address these other accusations. None of these things happened at PaizoCon or any other con. All right, so now I'm going to be quoting from the screenshots. Crystal Frazier, to my knowledge, Bill has never hit anyone. The confusion became because the report said that someone was injured stopping him, but that was a case of I am not in any physical shape to confront the drunk and injured my arm pulling him away, not Bill being violent. Crystal Frazier again. And the con where this happened did ban him after a few more hours. He just gets invited to other cons where he's free to act like a creep. Secret Gamer Girl. Ha! Huh. I might have crossed wires here thinking of some other creep. Could have sworn there was part of that story where someone witnessing the drink spiking thing took an elbow to the face or something. But then I'm also getting all of my info secondhand. Crystal Frazier. Yeah, absolutely none of that happened. Next tweet. BJ Hensley. 3. Period. While I believe the original warning given was meant to be generalized in nature, to my knowledge, no one's drinks were spiked at PC. I believe that is PaizoCon. There were some guessing as to whether or not a smoke I was given that morning was laced with something, but nothing was ever proven. Back to Bill. The company decided a while ago that while I'm at a convention now, I am always accompanied by another Frog God Games associate, which is a policy I agree and comply with. At the end of the day, I accept full responsibility for what happened that day and accept the consequences. All that I can do is try to be a better person. What truly has been the worst part of the aftermath of the incident with BJ are the attacks on Frog God Games. I am just one of many people who work for the company. None of the other people at Frog God Games had anything to do with this incident, and none of them have ever conducted themselves in such a poor fashion. They are all perfectly decent and respectful people. It saddens me that they have had to pay for my poor actions from years ago by having our projects attacked by third parties. Many of these projects I have nothing to do with, yet my colleagues must continue to endure their company being disparaged because of my poor behavior. I am not asking for anyone's forgiveness here. I acted like an idiot that day. That is the full truth of the matter. I am deeply sorry. At this point, all I can hope for is that with regard to this incident is that people will form their opinions of me and Frog God Games based on the truth and my actions, and not on the basis of rumors and fictional accounts created to fit a desired narrative. Thank you, Bill Webb. All right, folks, that's it in completion. So if you haven't read the blog post, this might be a good thing that you listen to. I could recommend going to the blog post because there's a conversation going on there. So again, it's tankcarstavern.com. This is going up on April 26th. So if you look for April 26th, you will see the conversation that is currently taking place there. All right, folks, short episode. Don't want to fill this up with other crap. As always, be safe. God bless. Roll your dice well. And I will talk with you all tomorrow.